songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-L-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith. Edith mixes cake batter.
Hi, Ma.
Oh, hi.
I think I got all the things you need for the party tonight.
Thank you, Gloria.
Gee, I've never been to a mortgage-burning party.
Well, it ain't just for that. We're celebrating Mike's graduating and getting a job, too.
Yeah, I think he's going to make a great college instructor.
Oh, yeah, he knows so much. Even Archie said you can't tell that guy nothing.
I wonder who Daddy's going to use as a target when we move out.
Oh, Gloria, please don't talk about moving out.
Well, Ma, it had to happen sometime. You know what they say, birds gotta fly.
Yeah, and fish gotta swim. But I was hoping you'd be flying and swimming around here a little while longer.
Well, we'll still be in the city. It's not like we're going to the moon, you know.
Yeah, I know. Gloria, are you eating that batter?
No, Ma.
Gloria's mouth is smeared with batter.
Through the mouth and over the tongue.
Hello, stomach. Yummy, yum, yum.
Gloria. Oh, I'm so glad you're going to have a place of your own. So why do I feel so bad?
Oh, Ma, you get over it. Hey, I bet mortgage burning is an old custom, huh?
Yeah, yeah. In my family. The last one I went to was Cousin Henry's. Oh, I'll never forget it. Cousin Henry got so drunk, his wife never forgave him.
Why, for getting drunk on a day like that?
No, for setting fire to the house when he lit the mortar. We had to celebrate the rest of the party on the outside with the firemen.
Whoop-de-doo, here I am. Whoop-de-doo, where are you?
The women run into the living room.
Congratulations.
Well, here it is, the bunker mortgage. The Declaration of Independence for us. From now on, we own a whole joint.
Oh, my God. 20 years? Yeah. Oh, Archie. Do you remember you carried me across the doorstep?
Yeah, sure I do. And you remember what I said when I carried you over?
Yeah, you said, watch your head, dingbat, or you'll knock your brains out.
You always remember the most beautiful moments. Here you be, huh?
Sure, right away. Oh, I can't believe all this is all ours.
Proud of you, Daddy.
Yeah, well, why shouldn't you be? But you know something, little girl? It was you that turned the house into a home.
Aw, thanks.
Then you married the meathead and he turned it into an all-night diner.
You can never be nice without spoiling it.
What did I say?
Well, you can't pick on him anymore because he's out looking for an apartment right now.
But it's been 2 weeks. Why can't he find nothing? Don't tell me they're hiding the builders when they see him coming.
New York, Daddy.
Leave it,
it's
Daddy.
Hard for us to find a place we can afford.
Well, let him try over in Jersey.
That would mean he'd be living an hour and a half away from where he would.
Well, look at the good side. He'd be 3 hours from us.
Hi. Hi, honey.
Try Jersey.
Forget him. Don't tell me, let me guess. No luck.
Oh, plenty of luck, all bad. The problem is our income is too low for private developments, too high for city housing.
Why don't you take a cut in wages and move into the slums? The trouble with you, meathead, is you got things too soft there. Either to me, we didn't have things soft when we were starting out. Ask her, we didn't live with my family.
No, we was living with mine.
Shut up.
Could you look at the place near that market?
Yeah, Ma, but it's not a safe neighborhood.
But the ad said it was a security building.
Yeah, that means it's a short scream from the police station.
Something tells me, Meathead, that you aren't really looking hard for an apartment.
Are you kidding me? I want to get out of here so bad I can taste it.
Oh, you'd do anything if you could taste it.
I don't have to take that from you anymore, Arch. I got a job now.
Oh, yeah, geez, I keep forgetting. He's working now.
Yeah, and it's a very important job, too, teaching.
I think he's going to teach the college and the Puerto Ricans to be Polack.
You know, that's what I'm going to miss most. Your eloquent verbalization of total absurdity.
And I didn't finish high school neither.
Michael, that was the real estate agent. We had the chance of an apartment for $240 a month, four rooms.
$240? Let's go. This is it, Arch. This is it. By the end of this week, you won't have Mike Stivic to kick around anymore.
Mike flashes V for victory with both hands like Richard Nixon. Soon after, Edith enters Mike and Gloria's room and places fresh linen on the bed. She hesitates, then gazes around the room and sits on the bed, reflecting. Archie peeks in, then enters.
What are you doing in the kid's bedroom?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking of all the nights I've spent up here singing to Gloria to try to make her go to sleep.
You could never figure it out. That's what was keeping her awake.
He sits beside her.
Archie, I'm gonna miss her.
Oh, well, I know, Edith, but you know, there's an old saying. Boy's gotta fly, fish gotta fry.
Swim.
Yeah, that too.
I guess it ain't so hard for a father as it is for a mother.
What are you saying? I don't love my little girl?
Oh, no, Archie. It's just that this is where she used to cry on my shoulder and share her little secrets with me.
Don't stars.
I spent a lot of time in this room.
All right, I done time here, too.
Then when she was sick, when she had the mumps, I was up here all the time.
Well, I spent the whole of that time upstairs, too.
That's because you caught him from her.
I tell you, don't look back. Look ahead. Look ahead.
To what?
To the time when this bedroom becomes my den. First thing we do is we sell the kid's bed here as soon as it cools down. And I figure maybe we put a little fireplace right over there.
But Archie, this room ain't got no chimney.
I don't mean the old-fashioned kind for burning in there, Edith. I mean the nice, new, modern one there, you know? The beautiful plastic log and a red bulb in the middle. And then I figured we'd do the whole room over in that beautiful new stimulator wood paneling.
There's Mike and Gloria back!
With Elise in their pockets, I hope.
Yeah, it was the worst one yet.
We're never gonna get out of here.
Oh, I don't want to hear that! Did you try Jersey?
Terrible, Ma. It was dirty and tiny and $280 a month.
Who would rent a place like that? I saw a rat this big on the stairs.
Sure he was on the stairs. Where'd you expect to find him? Taking the elevator?
Oh, they wouldn't want to live in a place like that.
Ah, this guy would look for any excuse to stay right here.
Hey, I said I was going to get out of here by the end of this week, and I swear it.
You swear? An atheist? Who's listening?
Hello? Oh, hi, Lionel. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, hold on a second. Ma, it's Lionel. He says he can't make it to the party tonight.
Oh, well, tell him I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ma says she's sorry. No, I still can't find an apartment.
It's because you're looking with a bag over your head.
Will you leave me alone?
Try Jersey.
I hate Jersey.
Everybody hates Jersey.
But
But somebody's got to live there.
Lionel, if I don't get out of here, I'm going to go crazy.
Good, then you can move to Bellevue.
Hey, well, good luck, man. Yeah. Yeah, bye.
In the Jefferson's kitchen.
What you looking so down in the mouth about?
Ah, Mike Stivick's really got a problem. Why, did Bunker padlock refrigerator?
Lionel grins with his father.
No. See, Mike and Gloria are having a hard time finding some place to live, but he said he's got to get away from Archie.
They do? I wonder how old Bunker will feel if I rented those kids our old house right next door to him.
He'd probably kill himself.
Yeah.
I thought you said you wanted to sell that house, Pop.
Well, I can't. There's no market for it. But you know, it just might pay me to rent that house to those kids until the interest rates come down.
You know, you got a mean streak in you, Pop.
Yep, and it sure does come in handy at times like this.
Well, I hate to spoil your fun, but there's no way Mike's gonna rent that house next door to Archie.
Oh, no? Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to make him an offer that he can't refuse.
As George laughs gleefully, Lionel watches him, frowning.
Someone like you.
At the party.
How good and true. I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some place that's known to God alone. Just a spot to call our own. We'll find perfect peace where joys never cease. Out there beneath the kindly sky.
She shakes old Mr. Quigley's hand while Irene Lorenzo puts down her ukulele.
Oh, that was beautiful. Archie, you sure must feel good owning your own home after all these years.
Well, yeah, why shouldn't I?
Well, from now on, every termite in this house will be having lunch on you.
My present.
Well, I was going to wait till after the mortgage burning.
I'll open it, Mom.
All right.
Get the phone.
I'm going to get it.
I feel bad not bringing you anything.
Oh, you mustn't, Joe. All we wanted you to do was bring yourselves. Ain't that right, Archie?
Oh, absolutely right. Save your money. Geez, I don't understand nowadays. I mean, how do you old folks make ends meet?
Well, we sleep in a single bed.
Quigley's friend Joe sputters aghast.
Don't you believe him? It's not true.
Well, sometimes we sleep, baby.
As Quigley grins with pride, Archie gives an awkward frown.
Don't let his face fool you. There ain't no flies on him.
Edith's opened a present.
Archie, look! It's an electric blanket.
Enjoy.
Yeah, well, I tell you the truth, Irene. I'm a little scared of them things. I read someplace that they could be dangerous if the blanket gets wet.
I didn't know you had that problem, son.
Thank you, Irene. Who was that on the phone, Glory?
Oh, nobody. I'm going to go see what's keeping Michael.
Here's another good song for a mortgage burning party. I don't want to set the world on fire.
I just want to burn a mortgage tonight.
In the bedroom, Mike puts on his boots.
Be right down, honey.
Michael, we just got an offer for a 5-room house.
We can't afford a house.
We could afford this one. It's $220 a month.
What's the catch? Is it on fire?
No, it's in terrific condition. I just don't think you'll like the view.
Well, who cares about the view?
Well, I thought you might.
Well, why? What does it look out on?
This house.
Huh?
George Jefferson just called and wanted to know if we wanted to rent his old house next door.
Oh, well, you told him no.
Well, of course. I said thanks, but forget it.
We're not living next door to your father.
Honey, you don't have to convince me. I love my parents, but I wouldn't want to live next door to them either.
Good.
Still, at that price, it's going to be a good house for somebody.
Yeah, somebody else. Somebody Archie can get along with.
Like who?
I don't know. Maybe if Nixon can't make his payments at San Clemente.
Downstairs.
Miss the kids when they move out.
Oh, yeah. The house is gonna seem so empty. I'll get it.
You get that. What are you, a thousand-legger?
Hey, Munson carries a big present.
Get off the phone. Say hello to Munson.
Hello, Mr. Munson.
Hey, Mr. Calvin.
Hey. Arch, we just brought you a couple of little presents.
Oh, gee, why did you think you had to do that?
Because you asked us to.
Don't you know when I'm kidding?
Yeah, that's why we bought him.
He's got something here. You didn't bring nothing, huh?
I'm sending over a case of beer. It only seemed fair. After all, that there is what paid off my mortgage on a bar.
Kelsey pats Archie's belly.
Sit down over there, Mark. You have not my share, Kelsey.
I'm so glad you could stop over. Could I get you something to drink?
Yeah, I'll have a scotch.
He'll have a rye.
I'll have a scotch. Yeah.
Kelsey pulls out a Mickey.
I know you're going to love this.
Oh, take a look at it.
Munson unwraps a waist-high statue of a black jockey holding a large ring. Archie peers at it, then at Edith.
Ain't that nice?
Yeah, it's a shrunken colored guy.
Huh? They got these in front of all those ritzy places on Long Island.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't they come in white?
Across the room.
That was George Jefferson again. He wants to knock the price down to $190 a month.
$190? That makes you think.
Yeah, that makes me think. It makes me think that George Jefferson is using us as pawns to get at Archie. Well, it's not going to work.
Then it's definitely out.
Well, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, if you don't like it, Arch, I can always trade it in for a spittoon.
No, Munson. No, we'll keep that. I mean, you know, it's the thought that counts. Of course, you could have thought of something else.
Archie, you mean you're going to put that in front of your house?
No, geez, I'd have half a Harlem here thinking I was renting rooms.
Gloria brings the drinks.
Thanks a lot. Gloria, that ring there is where you're supposed to tie your horse.
What if I got a camel?
Gloria, would you help me in the kitchen? Everybody, now I'm going to bring in the big surprise.
I really love surprises. Don't you, Mr. Quigley?
Well, at my age, every time I wake up, it's a surprise.
In the kitchen, Gloria and Edith light candles on a cake.
Such a clever woman, Ma. One candle for every year of the mortgage.
Yeah, 20 happy years.
Oh, and I hope you have another 20 happy years in this house.
Oh, well, without you and Mike, I ain't so sure.
Ma.
Oh, I know. Birds gotta swim.
Yes.
Gloria, I just took the strangest phone call for you. It was a man, and all he said was, "Tell Gloria that includes carpets and drapes," and bang, he hung up.
Carpets and drapes.
Oh, maybe it's an apartment.
Well, not exactly, Ma. Michael.
Carpets and drapes.
No.
Archie, you gotta make a wish and blow all the candles out.
I know that.
Let me make the wish here.
Hurry, the candles are dripping.
Hey, all right, I got it. Okay. My wish didn't come true.
Why not?
The meathead is still here.
Hey, come on, now we gotta go to the big event of the evening, now. Earning the mortgage over
Archie,
here.
Archie, be careful. Don't set fire to the house. Remember Cousin Henry.
Yeah, I always hated him. All right, pause. Hello? Pause for the phone.
Yes, this is Gloria. What price? Well, that's fantastic.
Gloria, tell him no.
Tell who no about what?
Well, I'll have to talk to Michael about it first, and then I'll call you back, okay? Yeah, thanks, bye.
I don't want to talk about
it. Honey, you got to hear this.
She drags him out.
Come on, I want to burn this thing now.
I don't hear you. I can't hear you. George Jefferson said we can have the place on a one-year lease for $180 a month.
No!
Oh, honey, come on. It'll just be temporary until we find an apartment.
Yeah, temporary, like some forms of insanity. Forget it.
I'm going to run this out here in the burning ceremony.
What are you arguing about?
Oh, we're not arguing.
We're not renting that house, Gloria.
What house?
I don't know. Michael, 5 rooms, carpets and drapes, and $180 a month.
No.
Wait a minute. What am I hearing here?
5 rooms, carpets and drapes,
$180 a month.
You're taking that.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not.
Gloria, that man called again and he said you can have it without a lease on a month-to-month basis for $165 a month.
$165?
We're not taking it.
Yes, you are.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I know that you are a jerk if you don't jump on that for a 3-year lease.
We're not taking it.
Then I have no respect for you whatsoever. Because you are a moocher who wants to stay here.
Hey,
don't watch him. Do you hear what he's passing up there?
Well, Daddy, he has his reasons.
I know two of them. My roof and my icebox.
All right, that's it. You want me to take the house?
I certainly do.
Fine, I'm taking the house.
Now you talk.
Okay, buddy.
Michael.
Oh, you got it.
Let's burn them off. Come on, guys, over here. Come on, each of you, light a corner of this thing.
Come on, let's
go.
Okay.
As Napoleon said to Waterloo, this is this. Okay. Now, it's a double ceremony here because my son-in-law, who I just learned to respect out there, he's finally taking a place of his own.
Yeah, we have a home.
Where is your new house, Gloria?
Well, it's not far from here.
Really?
Wait, how far is not far?
Next door is not far.
What?
You just forced us to take the Jefferson house.
The Jeffersons?
Gloria! My little bird didn't fly.
Hi, neighbor.
Will you shut up, you and your little bird? Do you mean the across the alley Jeffersons?
That's the house.
The dry cleaning Jeffersons?
That's the house.
The George Jeffersons?
That's the house.
Everyone gathers around the cake. Mike helps remove the candles.
Yeah, you're forgetting a little piece of wax. Don't you see it over there?
As Mike peers closer at the cake, Archie shoves his face into it. Slowly, Mike lifts his head, plastered with chocolate icing, from brow to chin. Mike wipes his eyes. He's about to fling the icing off his fingers, but licks them instead.
Hi, neighbor. What do you know?
Scowling, Archie turns away from the party and slumps in a chair. Directed by H. Wesley Kinney. Teleplay by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Story by Lou Derman, Bill Davenport, and Robert Arnott. Associate producer George Sunga.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Betty Garrett, Irene Lorenzo. Mike Evans, Lionel Jefferson. Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson. Bert Mustin, Justin Quigley. Ruth McDevitt, Joe Nelson. Bob Hastings, Kelsey. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.